I don't.
We want to pray for Dwayne Rainey, who's in ICU on the ventilator with COVID and pneumonia.
Oh, my.
There's so many. There are so many who are still getting COVID. And it's still a very serious virus. And so, Father, we do come before you. We humble ourselves before you, Father God. And we lift up Dwayne Rainey, who is in ICU and on a ventilator. Father God, we know that your blood is powerful and that it's more powerful than COVID or pneumonia. So we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over him because he conquered death, hell, and the grave on the cross. So we have the victory. So we apply this to Dwayne. We just say that he has the victory. He is an overcomer. He will survive. He will live. His lungs will breathe, and there will be no scars, no damage in his body. He will walk and talk and be free again from any kind of death assignment. We come against death. We bind you. We cast you down and only speak resurrection life to his body. In Christ Jesus' name, live, 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 Dwayne Rainey. Know that you are a child of God. I sense that. And we pray that you will have a testimony to share with others of the power of prayer.
Amen. Heart to Heart. Help, Hope, and Healing, Western Oklahoma. Forgiven and Set Free, a four-week compassionate and confidential Bible study designed to help guide suffering and hurting women through the emotional scars of past abortion experiences. The study helps women deal with issues such as relief and denial, depression, anger, letting go, forgiveness, acceptance. Mondays only, April 3rd, through the 24th from 6 to 7. For more information or to enroll, you can call 580-243-2229 Monday through Thursday, noon to 6, or text the confidential hotline, 24/7 hotline. The location is 500, Heart to Heart's location is 500 South Lusk in Elk City, Oklahoma. Aglow International, we will. Sorry, I don't have no spectaculars.
Spectacles?
Yeah, they're spectaculars. Aglow's Spring Advancement, March 31st through April 2nd. Western Oklahoma, Texas Panhandle, and Kansas W area. The Dome Civic Center. The Dome Civic and Convention Center, 1113 Bulldog Boulevard, Borger, Texas. I think I said that right. 79088. For more information, you can call Miss Laura Nell Hayes. 580-515-5680. I'm going to have to write this out so I can read it better.
Yeah, it's probably on Facebook, too. Probably easy to see.
And then I have one more from Ms. Neva that I need to read. There it is. Wall Builders. Map. Ministers and Politicians. The date is Monday evening, March 27th. 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Location, Good News Church, Yukon, Oklahoma. Pastor Tom Arnold. I think is what it says. Sorry. For more information, you can call 580-660-1622.
Good, that was a lot of announcements.
I've got to get all these down on paper. I promise I'll do that tonight. I had to pray and I had to be in prayer last night because we've had some technical difficulties that were beyond me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so when I, God is so faithful. He when really I come is. Up against something that's impossible for me and seems impossible for me,
yeah,
I go to my secret place. I go to my Father.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I, you know, just. And then
that's
this
what you're
supposed
to do.
And this morning I came in and he just walked me through on how to get everything back up on the computer so that we can have the intro, the outro, the recordings. And we're still lacking some stuff, but my little brain couldn't handle all the information at one time. So this morning he gave me that, how to get everything up. And I'm believing tomorrow morning I'll have some more.
It'll be smooth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Just,
he's so awesome.
He really is.
He is just so amazing.
Yeah.
He cares about every little detail.
He cares about every detail.
We
care.
Yes.
All right. Do we have all the prayer requests?
All those little little details don't bother him at all.
She's got a few things that she needs to read, and then we'll do commercials. And you're welcome to go over. We can do 3 parts or 4 parts.
I just have a little bit left. So.
Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. The Refuge Church is located at the New Liberty Church at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey.
Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Bardice and Ford in Elk City has huge news. The deals are back and the inventory is arriving daily. Plus, we're offering as low as 0% financing on most Ford SUVs, Escapes, Edges, and Explorers, all starting at 0% plus customer cash. And let's not stop there. How about as low as 0% financing on 22 and 23 F-150s? They're coming in daily. All new models and great savings. Now that's the Barbara Dyson difference. BarbaraDysonFord.net.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines establish the boundaries of your life. They don't determine where you go, but they do determine where you end up. They help you slow down when everything else says speed up. They help you think before you say. There are no shortcuts to real success. Guidelines help to navigate you from where you are to where you want to be. Boundaries don't limit you, they protect you.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power. Our guest today is one of my absolute favorite sisters in Christ, Miss Karen Johnson. Her title for today is 7, from Genesis to Revelation.
And we were talking about the crowns. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because there are various crowns. And we talked about the following the commandments of God, the Ten Commandments. And I don't think it's even taught about, you know, don't lie, steal, kill, or destroy people. But anyway, they are. In my childhood, we memorized those and what they mean and why God had to set a moral plumb line, you know, for the society that, you know, Moses was supposed to govern. And it's hard to govern without having some sort of rules or keep order. And I think that's part of the problem that we're having is that people don't know the rules of the kingdom of God. And so anyway, to wear a crown of life, that's the overcomer. The overcomer testifies about the blood, uses their testimony and the blood of the Lamb to share what Christ and Christ alone could do for them. And it's sacred, it's priestly, and you're given a new name from the Lord. And it goes further into your the righteousness, the glory, the testing, and living out the life that God's given you for all eternity. But you don't get there without persistence. At the end of your life, you need to have persistence to carry on and even experience a hard testing and to get any double-mindedness out of your brain, because it's there. I can tell you it's there because most people live a lot in the world and not necessarily able to have the, trust the presence of God, the Holy Spirit, to guide and direct them, or they're so beat up, which I've been there. I've been very persecuted and very beat up, and sometimes you just want to give up, and you do need a covenant prayer partner. You need someone to hold you accountable, and you need someone who's really going to be a friend who keeps silent. And silence with God, because God can be very silent. But we are to measure for measure. The judgments that are coming with our deeds and our giftings and our callings, are we measure for measure measuring out justice? We can't lose sight of justice. And I don't know that we pray enough for the Supreme Court and for the judges who are being threatened. And because, I mean, what's happening, this sexual immorality that we talked about earlier, I mean, they can be pretty violent. They can be pretty angry people because they want what they want when they want it. Ergo, you know, women are abused horribly, trafficked horribly. Children are trafficked. There's a huge problem with children being snatched. And I've seen video clips from a lawyer who went inside over in Thailand and stuff, and it is just unbelievable. And businessmen from New York fly over there. I mean, it's unbelievable. I'm telling you, you just cannot, how sick, how perverted someone's mind can become if they don't have the Word of God, if they don't have if they can pay for whatever they want, if they have a fantasy or some sickness, it's creepy. How bad to have sex with a baby or have sex with someone 5 years or younger, and they really crave it. And it's years ago, God warned me about being really careful about exposing that, or just to pray, because the I-40, I-35, these interstates are where these rigs or whatever, these men pick up these kids, and they go into Walmart. We actually went out to Walmart and prayed for it to remain clean, that it would be a cornerstone of righteousness and not be a place for, they would not pull over and drive in there to do their thing. And so we felt very strong that we took communion, and but it needs to be done all over the United States and the world, because it truly is a plague. It's a cancer. And
So
I know during Trump's administration there was some work on that, and the Ship of Hope had, it was all under, it was all secret, it was all, because they couldn't tell the public or the media about it. They wanted to have victory. Mm-hmm. So he allowed the Ship of Hope to house some of these victims, and a haven, safe place for some that were in New York. And kudos, you know, at least somebody took some action. And but it is a deal. And but anyway, the strands of the demonic activity that's tied to all that is linked to these gods that Jonathan Kahn has written about in his book, The Return of the Gods. And so the church really needs to get an education on what we're dealing with, and that we've gone into a whole new level of spiritual warfare or spiritual standing. And sometimes God just tells me to stand firm, and the battle is won by the angelic hosts. And don't get... but there are the to pray for the police, pray for the the judges, pray for people who are going to have to administer justice. And, you know, it's woe be unto those who are convicted and end up in prison, because they take care of it too. And but anyway, it's an ugly, ugly subject, and most people don't like to talk about it. But please pray. Pray, pray, pray. And if you feel like something's going on, please do something about it. Pray first. Ask God for direction. Ask God for the order of how you're supposed to do it. And then he will lead you. You know, and Paul wrote a letter. You know, he didn't physically confront. He left it up to the church administration. But it's still, we do have... an ability to report the wrong thing. And, I mean, years ago when I first moved to Elk City, there was men doing, showing themselves at the park and voyeurism. And I was getting calls after being on the golf course. I'd get calls and about my feet. And it was so bizarre, really, really bizarre. And so I know that stuff's around here, around the area. So...
Was that in the
80s? I moved here in 85. That was early 90s and late 80s, you know, maybe late 80s. But it was creepy. And so, of course, I didn't know what to do. Never happened to me before. I was like, oh, my gosh. Lord, what do you want us to do? And I even, you know, thought the voice was very familiar. And I couldn't nail it. It was so strange. But anyway, it's just, you just don't want to lose your crown. But not doing the right thing and pressing on through. And we will be challenged. Paul definitely was challenged, and he did lose his head. However, and it was a Roman government that did it. And he was faithful to preach the word and stand on the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So remember the seven churches linked with the 7 days of creation. And the seven sins in Proverbs reflect the opposite of what God's heart is. And be really thinking about that. Do your own study on it. It's quite interesting. And, of course, there's seven feasts that God lays out that is God's timing, his alignment. And what's beautiful about all that is it says God said to do this. And Jesus was there at the Passover and at these various things. And it's a beautiful timeline that God has established versus the Roman government and Nero and Constantine. Amen.
Amen. As someone who has overcome... molestation and raped. Molestation started for me at a very young age. My mom did not know. Because I was told certain things. And the enemy convinced me of things.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so, I never said nothing about what was happening to me. And at 15, I made a decision to do what I had to do to protect my baby sister. My mother was a single mom of three children. And so I was convinced that the only way my mother could get my little sister away from that was to get pregnant and get married and move away. So that's what I did. And my mom was able to get out of there with my baby sister. During those years of being inappropriately touched, and have been raped over five times in my 51 years.
Yeah.
I got a very twisted sense of what intercourse was and what it was meant for. I was convinced that's how you get someone you like to like you back. I was convinced of that. But God is so faithful and amazing. When I came back to Christ after losing my husband and my daughter, I came back to Christ and I began to ask him to search my heart. Because I want a pure heart that loves him and seeks him. Yeah. And the first thing he told me was I had to lay aside the sexual immorality. I had to stop having sex until I was married. And then I happened to see this preacher, Stephen Furtick, amazing. Yeah. I've watched this. I just happened to come across this teaching he was doing, and it talked about sex. And so the Lord gave me my own little version of it. This represents marriage.
Oh, okay.
So we have these out here. These represent sex, intercourse. It's a very beautiful thing, and it has become so perverse.
Yeah.
If I light this out here on the table, it's not going to be nice. If I light that there, it's not going to be good.
Right.
It's going to do damage. It's going to cause problems. But if I take these, in the proper containment, it can be the most beautiful thing between two people.
Yeah.
A man
and
a woman. Emphasize two people. A man and a woman. Emphasize two people. A man and a woman. It can be the most beautiful intimacy known. But when we take it outside of its meant,
yeah,
what it is meant for, what God created it for, it yeah. is disastrous. It causes so many problems. And that's how the Lord taught me to step out of that lifestyle. Thank you, Lord. And walk in new. Yeah.
Mm. That's beautiful.
And I'll admit, I have failed a few times. There has been a few times. But in the past 5 years, for sure the past 2 years have been solid. And I'm to a point now, I could care less about it. If I end up getting married, that's great. But if I don't, being widowed, I have taken on a husband like no other.
Yeah.
And if he blesses me with a husband here on earth, another husband here on earth, then that's amazing. But if he doesn't.
Tissue?
But if he doesn't. But if he doesn't, then I'm satisfied with the Holy Spirit living inside me.
But that's called boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And see, being an overcomer of what I've overcome,
yeah.
my boundaries were so twisted.
Yeah. Yeah.
So twisted. Well, my boundaries and everything just became twisted. But God is so faithful when we surrender to Him and open-heartedly confess, repent, and ask Him to be our teacher. He will. But then it's up to us to take that teaching, take that correction, and put it in us and then apply it to our life.
Very good. Very good. There are people that need to hear that. Lots and lots of people need to hear that testimony.
And we've got to understand when we're dealing with people who are coming out of that, you got to understand our minds have been so twisted and tainted. Nobody could help me but my God, my Jesus.
Yeah. It's and I didn't know, I don't know that I believed that just reading the Word and seeking God in the Word that He would break down all those things in my mind. I mean, I had a hard time believing that. So I sought deliverance after deliverance after deliverance because I couldn't deal with the torment of the mind. And I didn't want to be institutionalized. I didn't want to take a bunch of drugs.
Yep.
And he knew that. And Tom, who's a Vietnam vet, my husband, he said they're trained to put their horror of the memories in a black box in the mind.
And that's, you know, that's